We're doing the Chazon Ish, Emunah u'Bitachon. We're up to page Chaf Aleph, the third chapter, the fifth paragraph. We had learned that part of Emunah is the fundamental principle that Halacha defines for us that which is ethical. And in order to function and recognize what one should be fighting for and what one should be fighting against, who is the persecutor and who is the persecuted, one needs halacha, because very often it's not so clear who's in the right. And where there's room for doubt, that's where one's yetzer forges forward. This was all intro, yes.
I was just going to ask, are we, like, what kind of cases are we talking about? Are we talking about judgment cases or war or what?
He was talking about a scenario where there were educators in one city, and educators came from a nearby city and started competing. And the halacha sides with the new educators, that competition is good for Jewish education. Although ordinarily, we do not let people from one town compete with people of the other town. We say, focus your business on your town. But when it comes to education, the new educators are in the right. So he said, but the old educators would fight tooth and nail. And if only the halacha was on their side, then their fight would be legitimate. The fact that halacha does not side with them puts them in the wrong and makes their whole fight illegitimate. So you look at the story and you try to figure out the ethics. Well, the ethics are defined by the halacha, as is often the case. Kinyanei midah haromema shel hahachna'a lemishpat shanim heima. This concept that we're saying that one should subdue his desires or his approach or his partiality to the justice of the Torah, well, that takes years. It doesn't come so easily. Just because the Torah says so, so I find it right. Hahergel kinyan echad. First, a person has to get into the habit of going in the way of the Torah, and that's one level, one type of acquisition that one acquires in one's personality. V'alimut kinyan sheni, but then learning and understanding it, well, that's a totally different type of acquisition. Kayadua in emunam tzumtzemet maspeket lichlot adam ma'asot ra. As we know, that a very small emunah, an emunah that's very constricted, will not suffice to withhold a person from doing that which is evil. Because one's natural tendency is to follow and pursue one's aspirations as though he were this overflowing stream. Yes, there's a strong urge and desire to pursue our dreams. And attaining this wholeness where one's actions and one's faith are not in contradiction, that requires a lot of learning and a lot of habit forming. It takes a lot of time to enter that habit. You can walk into Machon Meir and after 3 days you know the principles of Judaism. But to live the principles of Judaism, well, that takes a long time. To change habits and to change philosophies. To be in a place where you really believe it. So he says that requires a lot of learning and habits. Asher letikunam nitchabu sfarim rabim. To attain this, says the Chazon Ish, you have many books that have been written. And remember, the Chazon Ish is talking to FFBs. He's not talking to Machon Meir. A person can be from birth and he still has all these challenges. The Torah is a very nice book, but you know, Torah's Torah and money's money. How many people say that? Many different opinions have been expressed with a lot of understanding. But what everyone agrees is kirifut amidot hem larbot begnuta shel ha'alicha achar netiyot ha'chofshiyot. What everyone agrees on is that, number one, if one wants to cure one's traits, if one wants to perfect one's traits. So we have to be able to see and reiterate what's wrong with going after one's inclinations, the inclinations for what one might call freedom, where one has the more crass desires, his more base nature. So point one, a person has to see what's wrong with that. That's an important point. ולעורר את החובה הגדולה לשמוע את חוקי התורה. And point two, one has to arouse and reiterate the obligation, the immense obligation to hear the rules of the Torah. ותאבון הגדול של ההמראה על פי השם, and the severity of the sin for one who goes against the word of Hashem, על פי השם יתברך בתורתו הקדושה מצד שני. So we have to work on both aspects, be it seeing what's wrong with pursuing our base desires and stressing the importance and the obligation to observe the Torah. הכרת הגנות של הרע, seeing what's wrong with that which is evil, והכרת החובה לשמירת הטוב, and understanding the obligation to observe that which is good, יחד מתאים את האדם לדרך הטוב ללכת בו כל הימים. You need the two in conjunction to help a person stay on the correct path his whole life. So, again, as I said when we started the book, I find that these lines by the Chazon Ish give me a lot of hope, because I realize I'm not the only one who's stuck in this position. So I see from the Chazon Ish, if he could write how this takes years of work and how difficult it is, the contradictions we have between where we'd like to be and where we really are, what we say we believe and how we behave on a daily basis. So I'm more comfortable with the idea that I'm still a work in progress. So I think this isn't a cop-out. This isn't an excuse. A person shouldn't tell himself, well, if the Chazon Ish said it, so then I'm okay. No, this gives us the responsibility to keep working and not be frustrated with ourselves that we're not yet there. Right.